coming to you guys every day, more like three times a week on Instagram TV, starting now. Yeah, so that's what we're gonna start doing. It's gonna be 10 minutes of this guy. You can learn from my mistakes, you can learn from my successes, I guess. So here's how we're doing it. Instagram TV. I found someone that's gonna be editing the videos because I wanna be as straightforward and as honest as possible with all of you guys. This person is gonna be an absolute beast. MG Studios, we'll give them a test. We'll make sure it's done right and we'll see how it goes.
When you're an early entrepreneur, you kind of become an individual that knows where all the hotspots are, where the Wi-Fis are. And right now I'm currently at a park here, and I'm not gonna give the city, but you can see this is where I'm hanging out, parking lot, because I had a quick fire that I needed to fight. I had an email sent to me from the Science Museum of Minnesota, a potential partner, and I didn't want to make them wait at all. So I thought about where I was in the city, and I thought about the spots that I knew that had Wi-Fi, and I've been here for quite a while. So this is kind of my spot here in the car, working on the computer. You can see computers in my lap. And I guess another little thing that has to do with entrepreneurship, a lot of us kind of homeless looking. I got my pillow here, got a sleeping bag for when I have to sleep in the office, and workout clothes, flyers from another business, got some headphones. Oh gosh, what am I even videoing? There's some headphones, some mics for podcasts that might pop up. Pretty much everything just tossed into a big pile because you never know what situation you're gonna be in, and you wanna make sure you're always ready to capitalize on that situation. Because if you're a good entrepreneur, and I'm not saying I am a good entrepreneur, you have to go, 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 and you have to look ridiculous while you do it. And I look ridiculous. I was thinking about a little concept right now, and here's the little concept I was thinking of, and I want to share it with you. I might suck at these videos. I might suck. See, I already stumbled there. Might suck at the IGTV world. I might suck at the podcasts. I might suck at interviewing people. But the thing is, the only way you get better at things is if you keep on trying and you keep on practicing. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm 25 and I suck at a lot of things. And I'm hoping that over the next 15, 20 years, I get good at this stuff. And I'm gonna keep trying over and over and over again so you guys can ultimately see what I'm good at and what I suck at and see how I improve upon that. And I'm never gonna pretend I'm the best, because I'm not. I'm the worst. Actually, yeah, I'm the worst. And I just think that's a really important thing. None of us are good at anything right out of the gate. We have to keep practicing, we have to keep trying, we have to keep doing. Because the only way we'll get better is by doing. So I just want everyone to try today, because everyone needs to start somewhere. They need to start somewhere right now, this minute. And I stopped working because I needed to get that point across quick before I forgot about it. Today's honestly been the day of cleaning things up. So, kind of created a bunch of demos for companies and created demo challenges in which all the companies that we reach out to can actually interact with those challenges, and they can find out if it's the right thing for them. We do a lot of research on every demo that we send out because we think it's really, really important for the company to get a good insight into what we offer them. So, cleaning things up, made the demo site, sent the emails. So that's cleaning things up. Also cleaning things up when it comes to the GoMahi.com blog. Now, it takes some time because, you know, every single time you design something, you don't really think through every step. So you don't think through the process of what happens when you have too many blogs, what happens when you add a student and a company blog. So had to redesign that today. So there was a company blog and a student blog, and it's pretty exciting. Put in a lot of content. And now that I just said content, today was a day of content. I actually devoted 90 minutes, it's more like 120, to
to just sitting there and commenting on people's stuff, responding to people's DMs, and really interacting with them. I wanted to make sure I could provide them as much value as possible, so every comment I made was very thought out. I actually did some research on some of the stuff so I could provide some serious value. And I'm really just hoping that long-term wise, it'll pay off. I mean, I don't even really care, to be honest, if it pays off. I just genuinely want to help people. And it's really, really, really fulfilling. Anyone out there that's looking to mentor someone, it's super fulfilling when one of those people give you a shout out or one of those people actually make it. So trust me, if you mentor anyone, and I know this is a side tangent, but if you mentor at all, you're gonna get way more out of that mentorship than that other person does, because it's just so amazing. More cleanup stuff. ePayer, it's a company that I'm currently a managing partner of. Worked on kind of getting the contact page and about us page ready. That's ePayer.com. I know, shameless plug, but that was more cleanup. And the final cleanup was just a GoMahi meeting. So GoMahi, we kind of did a quick rundown of where we're at. We try to do a bi-weekly meeting. So all the web developers, we kind of sit down and they let me know where they're at, what problems they have, what issues they're working through, what things have gone right. And then every month I kind of give them an update. So today I let them know that 2 weeks ago or so, we started working on shooting out demo challenges. We started to try to get companies on our site to kind of work with our proof of concept site. And I was really honest about how we've been doing. Contact forms, they weren't working for us. The second form of contact was working better. So our second touch point, where you send a separate email to an individual. And we were really honest about how we sent out some mailers to this point and we haven't gotten a lot of responses. So we put in a lot of time into those mailers. So we hope we get a phone call or we get an email soon. Maybe they haven't even gotten them yet, but it was nice to update them with what we're trying to do and how we're working for the short term and the long term. And what I mean by that is I made it very clear to them that with an 80-hour week that I have on GoMahi, purely GoMahi, during those 80 hours, I would put about 45 minutes into the present and 45 hours into the present, 35 hours into the future. So we're always planning for the future. We're always working for the future. We're always creating content for the future. So essentially, that's just where we're at. We're just grinding away and we're having fun. It's about 8 o'clock and we still have some time left.
Okay, so when you're an entrepreneur and you don't have a lot of time to see your friends, you have fun nights together like this where you're just you're working for your hangout time, and we always try to be productive, so we're gonna go play some ball after this.
There are the boys.
And don't worry, if you're interested in educating entrepreneurs, quick plug, actually it's not a plug, you should go follow that kid over there. He does all of our social media, and we're gonna do a quick live stream for our squad because we do it every week. But this is what you do on Thursday nights when you have friends that just grind like no one else.
Love each other.
Yeah, love each other. There we go. All right, guys, this is the wrap of the day.
Riffity
rap, still with the boys. We're leaving Lifetime. Brandon's out there somewhere, best buddies. Just had a good day at the office together. Just played some basketball because, as we said earlier, no, we didn't say it in this, but we've said it on one of our podcasts before. You need to stay healthy even when you're working your butt off. Right, Joey?
Yeah. Work your butt off in the office, work your butt off in the gym. You'll be a better person for it.
Nailed it. That's a wrap.